Reed Martin is here, Sky Hernandez, and on the phone is Chris Shetoya.
Shetoya. Did he misspell that on the sheet?
No.
Okay.
It's the damn mask. It fogs up my glasses, and then I can't see what's going on. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi.
Are you there, Chris?
Howdy.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Chris Shetoya.
No.
Is it Shetoya?
There you go.
All right. Thanks for being with us, all of you. I'll turn it to Harry here and go for it, man.
All right, let's start with the description that Steve used, a devised play. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it means that we go into rehearsal without a script. It's a show that is written by the cast over the course of the rehearsal period. So it's a big task.
That's very cool.
It is. It's very empowering, right? So often actors are dependent on somebody else to say, yes, I will hire you. And I was fortunate as a student in college to be involved in a couple of shows like this, and I think it's kind of instrumental as to why I became a playwright and a creator of material that I perform in.
Do you have a basic outline?
I was going to say, how do you get started? You're in a group, you've got a bunch of students. Go!
Well, we have a title. And the title is Overcome, and the title has two meanings, things that have overcome us, and there's certainly been no shortage of those all around the world, and particularly in Sonoma County the last few years, and things that we have overcome. So it's overcome in both senses of the word. So then we did a lot of exploring, you know, what's something that has overcome you in your life? What's the biggest thing you've overcome? Exploring things, you know, things like that. What's something you've always wanted to say to somebody but never did, and what was that, and what did you want to say? What's the happiest day of your life? What's the saddest day of your life? And just exploring. And then we spent time finding what the cast's talents were. You know, we have singer-songwriters, we have poets, we have comedians, we have dancers. And so finding the casts, helping the cast find their stories, and then finding the best way to tell them.
So, Sky, how did you react to this? You're in a room, you've got a director, and he basically just says, what do you want to do?
Oh, you panic, for sure. you just go. You just have to intrepidly put something down on a post-it and go, well, that's not what I want to say. How do I want to fix this? So, yeah, going through that process of being asked questions kind of helps you hone in on what you want to talk about. And I went in knowing that I was a singer, and I specifically was like, I'm not singing. I'm not writing a song. I'm going to act. I'm going to do poetry. I'm going to sharp. If I'm here doing something that I don't normally do, I'm going to really lean into that.
Chris, how about you? What piqued your curiosity about this project?
Yeah, I tell you, you go into a project like this, and I've worked with Reed before, so I, of course, and I know about his work, so he's somebody that I trust, and he's somebody that I was willing to take this journey with. And, you have to walk into the rehearsal or to the Zoom room, I guess, on the first day, willing to explore and see what's going to happen. You got to be ready for anything, absolutely ready for anything. So we shared our stories, and the show came out of that.
The students come up with the characters too?
Well, it's interesting. They're playing themselves.
Okay.
Right? And a number of cast members said, I'm so used to playing characters, I don't know how to play myself. Right? But that's a good talent to learn. So there's storytelling. Yeah, there's dance. There's comedy sketches. There's a lot of songs. Sky does sing in the final song beautifully.
Uh-huh.
She didn't. We roped everybody into the final song.
One of the things that Chris mentioned that I want to get back to is that this is being done remotely, mm-hmm. as most school programs are being done now. And you walk into a class and there's a teacher there, but you didn't really walk into a class. You turned on your laptop and you joined a Zoom meeting. So that had to add a little extra dimension of perhaps discomfort to the process. What do you think?
I would say the hardest aspect of that is connecting with a scene partner. Because if they disconnect, you're like delivering these like sincere lines to your wall. So that can be, that's probably the biggest issue for me. That can be really scary.
That's what I do every night. Hello, wall.
I warned you guys what he would do. Remember in the green room? I warned you.
By the way, this is streaming live on YouTube.
Yes, yeah. Yes. This Friday and live. Saturday at 7:30, and then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
So, Chris, talk about your piece or pieces, because I believe you're all involved in multiple segments of this production.
Yeah, that's correct. So there are group pieces that the entire cast is involved in, an ending song and a beginning, intro to the show. The one piece that I have that I do by myself is my telling of a medical challenge that I underwent when I was in high school, and I was 17, 5 years ago. I was stricken with a nerve condition that just suddenly comes out of nowhere called transverse myelitis. They don't know what causes it, but they thankfully know how to treat it. And I had to relearn how to walk when I was 17. And that has shaped everything that I have done since, and as a result, led me into the theater and led me into this life that I live now. And so I tell that story of how it was terrible at the time, but that it ultimately had what I can say is a positive outcome.
And so many of the cast share these stories that your heart just... I'm just so moved by the bravery, the vulnerability of the stories that the cast tells.
Can Sky fill us in on some of the projects that she's working on here?
So I'm also involved in Zoomarama at the top of the show and the closing song, because we all are. Individually, I'm only doing one piece by myself, and that's Dear Universe, and that is talking to the universe about a really specific medical incident, much like Chris's piece. And it was really hard.
Maybe don't want to talk about it on the radio, but it's right. A very, very powerful and moving piece. And
well, let's talk about the process of getting to that. How do you as a director engage and draw this information out of these students, particularly since you're doing it over a laptop computer or a phone?
Yeah, well, it's developing ensemble. I mean, the way you might do in a drama class, right? We get to know each other. We do trust exercises. We talk to each other. We share our stories, right? And just develop a safe place where we feel like we can talk and tell our stories. And by talking about the things we've overcome, it can kind of be a blueprint, you know, how the students have overcome things. People, I think, who see the show, it can kind of be a blueprint. Oh, I'm going through something, not the exact same thing, but right, these are various, very serious things that we're talking about here. And the whole show isn't serious at all. There's some very lighthearted things. But yeah, that it's sort of inspirational how we can overcome things.
Okay, quickly, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, quickly, Reed Martin, you're directing this, and you're a very famous actor, director, theater guy, writer, right?
I'm a legend in my own mind.
Yeah, me too.
And at least two or three other people, as I understand it.
Yes, my family.
So give us quickly some of your background, how you got into all this. And
well, I'm known for my work best with Reduced Shakespeare Company. It's a three-man comedy troupe, and we take long, serious topics and make them short and silly, and we tour them all over the world, proving there's no accounting for taste.
That's our motto on this show.
It's why you're here.
But this devised piece, yeah, as an undergraduate, I was involved as a student in a piece that we developed through improvisation, also in graduate school. And then I've been involved in as an educator, both at Napa Valley College and San Joaquin Delta College, in devised shows. And I just found it... I find them inspiring. I find them very, as I've said, empowering for the students, and I think moving for the audience. It runs 90 minutes, no intermission. It's 2/3 live. And Harry, you and I were talking off the air before the show that you see some of these things and Zoom things, and you go, oof. You're going to look at this. I mean, the design team, Amber and Theo, have the visual design, the makeup and costumes and hair and everything is fabulous too. But the visual elements are really quite amazing for a live piece. I think you'll be kind of amazed.
So it's about 90 minutes long, you say. And how did it all come together? How do you bring all of these disparate elements together into this one piece?
Well, I mean, there's 26 pieces in the show. I don't know, Sky. We probably had twice that many that we at least began to explore, wouldn't you say?
I would agree, yeah.
Yeah, and some things just don't sort of gel, right? And then we start to run the pieces, and you experiment with orders, and, okay, we don't want two songs in a row, and, you know, this is a very serious piece. What do we put after that? And, okay, well, we need a good, strong beginning. We need a strong end. Maybe those are the ensemble pieces. And so, yeah, so you put it together that way, and then you start to edit, and I don't know, what do they say in Shakespeare in Love? It's a mystery.
Now, you had to work Shakespeare in there somewhere, didn't you? All right, we've been talking about Overcome, a Devise play that premieres tomorrow night. It's streaming on YouTube via SRJC. If you would like to stream that, we've got a code for you. The first caller at 707-636-1350 with their name, their email address, and their phone number will be contacted by the JC and given that access code. Thank you so much, Reed Martin, Sky Hernandez, and Chris Shayota, for joining us to talk about your production. Break a leg, guys.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us.
You.
Yeah, somebody leave me the code because I want to see this.
Awesome.
You'll just stare at the wall.
But I'll stop talking to the wall okay. for 90 minutes,
Deal.
Which the wall will be very grateful for. Thank you, guys. Best of luck. I can't wait to see this. Streaming live on YouTube tomorrow night, Saturday at 7:30, and then next weekend as well.
SRJC, you can go to theaterarts.santarosa.edu for the information.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with the Serval Cat and Lynette Lyon on KSRO.